In this miracle that Jesus works today, the healing of the boy with epilepsy, we hear him tell his disciples that they could not cast out this demon because of their little faith. And also he said that this kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. Why would it be that a demon could only be cast out by prayer and fasting? Certainly prayer, because it is uttered to God, and the demons are opposed to God. But by fasting, the demons don't eat. We hear of that in Lent. We have to eat in order to live. But our Lord showed us the way when he was in the desert for 40 days, fasting for 40 days and nights. And the tempter tempted him three times. And each time our Lord was able to turn him back. Because fasting, done properly, requires humility. And that is something the tempter and the demons do not have. If our fasting is to be true, it must come from humility, humbling ourselves before God. That when we do not eat or drink certain things on fast days, we do it not because there's a rule that says I must do it, or we do it because we expect a reward, because God doesn't need our fasting. He's not looking to make us suffer. But it humbles us. It's the self-denial of which Jesus speaks when he says, "Anyone who is worthy of me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow in my steps." That is what he has laid down for us. And he has laid it down by doing it himself, because he first denied himself. He first emptied himself to become one of us, one of his creatures. He emptied himself in his fasting. He emptied himself in enduring the misunderstanding of his own disciples and the people he was sent to lead into the kingdom. And he emptied himself upon the cross, where he poured out his very own precious blood, giving up his life for us. This is what humility looks like, beloved. And that is why it drives away demons. And Christ is calling us to that humility. The emptying of ourselves. For when we fast, when we deny ourselves, we are making room for him, for Christ, for him to have a place in us. We are getting rid, instead, of our own pride, our anger, our gluttony, our lust, our covetousness, greed, and envy. For all these passions, beloved, become tamed through self-denial, such as fasting. And this is something the saints have known from age to age, that if we want to still the passions of our flesh, then indeed we must pray and we must fast. Again, not so that we make ourselves suffer, nor that we expect some sort of reward or become prideful in our fasting, like the Pharisee, but rather to make room for Christ to enter in and still the passions that are within us. And as St. Porphyrios puts it so beautifully, that yes, in our fasting, in our prayer and self-denial, it's not that the passions simply disappear and flee from us. They are there within us, but they are quieted, because our focus is Christ and him alone. we look to him and his example so that we do not find ourselves stirred up into anger, stirred up into lust, stirred up into pride, stirred up into envy or greed, stirred up into all these passions that when they grab hold of us, we're no longer ourselves. Something else is ruling us, and that is our passions. But humbly coming before the Lord in prayer, in adhering to the fasts as best as we can, we will find that over time these things will be quieted in us so that we can recognize Christ, who already is in us and always is in us. It's only that we have to have his humility so that we can see him and know him in us, live in him, him alive in us, that we may constantly give glory to him and to the Father and the Spirit and be lights to those who seek the same.